You're listening to an encore edition of Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Many of the things we use to wash bathrooms, unblock drains, and make ovens spick and span contain toxic ingredients. Lurking underneath many a kitchen cabinet are chemicals hazardous to your health. For professional cleaners, many of whom are women, and many of them immigrants, daily repeated exposure can make them sick. There are safer alternatives. Clean and green are the new watchwords for many household products advertised on TV these days, but getting the word out to non-English-speaking workers can be difficult. That's where a house cleaning co-op in Boston comes in, as Catherine Elton reports.
In the basement office of the community organization, the Brazilian Women's Group, several Brazilian house cleaners sit around tables and discuss the agenda for an upcoming meeting. The women are part of Vida Verde, a new green cleaning cooperative that began last December. Monica Cinelli, a house cleaner and the co-op's coordinator, helped launch Vida Verde. She says house cleaning is the number one occupation for the women of Massachusetts' large Brazilian immigrant community.
I think it's because it's the flexibility of the hours and the money. The payment is good.
But along with those benefits, co-op member Carlo De Castro says, came some problems.
I felt hairy all day long and dizzy. At the end of the day, you can smell anything because you just lost your sensitive for smell. I can feel better when I'm stopped to use, but I know if I'm continue use that for months and year, I know that's making me feel very sick.
Castro wasn't the only one feeling this way. Monica Cinelli worked with immigrant activists interviewing hundreds of Brazilian house cleaners. She heard many complaints like these and about respiratory problems, nosebleeds, fainting, and skin rashes. Some of the women said they felt so bad they considered quitting the business. So Cinelli and the activists started promoting green cleaning products. Their work caught the attention of epidemiologist David Goot of Tufts University. When he received a grant from the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health to study immigrant occupational health issues, a chunk of it went to jumpstart the Vida Verde Cooperative.
What we hope to get is a group of co-op members who will take seriously the responsibilities of protecting their own health and also protecting, obviously, the environmental health of the clients' homes in which they work. I think that there will be a greater sense of control of their own lives and businesses as a result of this.
Research shows there's a higher incidence of asthma among professional cleaners as compared to other workers. And other studies examine indoor air pollutants that could affect human health. A 4-year study recently completed at the University of California, Berkeley, looked at whether routine use of common cleaning products and air fresheners affect indoor air quality. Researchers studied solvents called glycol ethers, a toxic air contaminant and common ingredient in cleaning products. They also looked at other solvents called terpenes. They're the seemingly innocuous ingredients which give products lemon or pine scent. But terpenes can create dangerous formaldehyde when they mix with ozone found in indoor air. William Nazaroff was the lead scientist on the Berkeley study.
What we found was that the levels of exposure both to glycol ethers and to secondary pollutants from terpene use could be high enough to warrant further attention and some concern, especially under scenarios where high amounts of the products are being used in spaces that are small and not very well ventilated.
But Nazaroff is quick to point out that there is still a lot that hasn't been proven about the relationship between these toxic air contaminants and the health problems of house cleaners.
At this point, we're not able to connect the dots to say that the chemical exposures are, in fact, the reason that occupational asthma is elevated in this group. But more work is going to have to be done to try to fill in the gaps between those two endpoints.
And without that epidemiological data to prove a connection, Tufts' David Goot says not much can be done to force a change in the formulations of the products.
There has always been this uneasy tension in the regulatory community about when is a chemical safe for use. The prevailing wisdom has usually been a chemical is safe until proven guilty. The vast majority of chemicals, either newly developed or new combinations of chemicals, are not screened in any meaningful way prior to release.
Vida Verde co-op members aren't the only ones unwilling to wait for science and government regulations to catch up with their concerns. The demand for natural home cleaning products has taken off recently, and several states now require janitors clean schools and other public buildings with products that meet the standards of the nonprofit certifying company Green Seal. Currently, there is no certification standard for home cleaning products, but Green Seal expects to start certifying these products, too, in the coming months. Members of the Vida Verde co-op, however, opted for another approach. On a recent morning, Monica Cinelli and another co-op member make their own natural cleaning products. Members take turns and mix enough for others to use when they clean.
We made the amazing. Now we're going to make magic. 6 cups of water and 6 cups of vinegar. Okay?
They use recycled plastic bottles to store the products and put on Vida Verde labels to identify them. And then they're ready to use them in their clients' homes. In a large Victorian house outside of Boston, Monica Cinelli starts to clean in the kitchen.
First, I use Fantastic. That is a product that we made with soap, borax. After that, to rinse, I use Amazing. That is something with water and vinegar, because vinegar dissolves the soap films.
Homeowner Katrine Koifer says she is happy with the results.
I mean, I have young children. I'm glad that they're not exposed to any chemicals in the house. It's good for our family and it's good for the environment as a whole, so I don't have any reason not to do it.
Members of Vida Verde say that since they switched products, their health problems have disappeared, and co-op members are hoping to convince more house cleaners to change the way they clean. They're making presentations to house cleaners around Massachusetts to show them how to make their own natural products and why. For Living on Earth, I'm Catherine Elton in Boston.